You will remember my earlier comments in Chapter 2 on the lives animals lead and the value of informed consent. It applies here as well. You need the correct information before you can consent to what you put into your body. As a child, I was lucky that my mother, Diana, still with us at 90, was what our more relaxed relatives called a health nut or a pure food fanatic. To my mind, there is nothing nutty about health or fanatical about wanting pure food. But in the 1940s, such concerns were more unusual than they are today. Some of my fondest memories have to do with going on Saturday with my mother and sister Linda to the Los Angeles Farmers Market. I especially liked getting a drink made of fresh coconut milk mixed with fresh carrot juice. Seeing all those fresh fruits and vegetables brought there by local farmers gave me a taste for outdoor markets that I have never lost.